Hello guys, welcome back to the Rachna Patel show. Today I'm gonna talk about gratitude. So guys, gratitude is the key to my happiness. And guys, gratitude and giving thanks really one of the most powerful things you can practice every day. If you are committed to achieving anything in life, it's that feeling of being blessed. It's getting grateful with those things you do already have that attract more great things into your life and really just give you the drive to get more, to go out and work for more. And guys, you know, when I write down what I'm grateful for, it's always for things money can't buy. Thank you for my drive. Thank you for my mental strength. Thank you for giving me the courage to not give up. All those times when it seemed impossible. When I know 99% of people would have given up. Thank you for giving me that strength. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my family. You see, these are my real blessings. So, when you get grateful for what you have right now, you will soon have more to be grateful for. And it's so true. When you send out these blessings of gratitude, what happens? You become happy in this moment. When you are grateful and happy with life as it stands today, so many more things will flow into your life to be happy and grateful for. And the reverse is also true. If you feel like there is nothing to be grateful for, what are you focused on? You are focused on everything you don't want. You are focused on everything you don't have. And what do you then think you will attract into your experience? Exactly. More of what you don't want. Make it your mission to sit down every day and become grateful. Get grateful for the two gifts you have called eyes. Many are not so lucky. Get grateful for the ears that can hear this episode. Get grateful for the person in your life that's made a difference. Get grateful for your tough times because they helped develop your strength and spirit. Get grateful for your life. There is so much to be grateful for. There is something to be said about being appreciative and grateful. Whether you are thanking God or life, or whether you are looking to a person in your world and just saying thank you. There is something really special about that. I mean, there is something very real about moments where you can just be by yourself and look at your life and just say thank you. You know, thank you for this gift. Thank you for this ride that I am on. Thank you for this journey. And a lot of people go through their life without experiencing the beauty of this moment. Your life, although perhaps filled with many imperfections, is still an experience. It's an experience that people in their final moments would do anything just to grasp onto for a little while longer. So can you imagine? As you hear this, there are people who are having their final breaths, taking their final breaths on this planet, looking back at their lives and wishing they could have done more. Meanwhile, we have this experience. We are alive. We are breathing air. Our hearts are pumping. Our brain is doing billions of operations per second just to keep the game going for us. We have to be grateful for this. We can't find reasons to be grateful for that. We can't, as human beings, be appreciative for that. There is an entire spectrum of life you are missing out on when you don't take moments to just create moments of gratitude within yourself. just for the sake of being appreciative, for the sake of being alive. That alone will change your life. That will make you human being. That will disconnect you. That will disconnect you from the incinerator of society. And it will reconnect you with something greater than yourself. And I don't care what you call it. Call it God, call it the universe, call it life or magic. When you begin to appreciate you for life, there is a certain power that will bring you even more reasons. To be appreciative, it's like one of life's greatest paradox. When you are in a state of needing this and needing that, it doesn't matter how much you acquire. You will never have enough. But when you can have the courage to be grateful for what you already have, life will bless you with even more. You know, you can decide in this moment to give it up. Give up the complaining, give up the blaming, give up the gossiping and whining, and instead realize you are an incredible journey. So guys, fall in love with every second of it. That's when you will truly come to life. So if there is one thing I could recommend to all those seeking success, guys, get grateful. You have to be grateful for the God, your parents and your teachers, not just because we follow them, but we have to be grateful for everyone and everything. So guys, thank you so much and stay tuned to my next episode.